Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I mentioned Gilbert Gottfried's passing a minute ago, Dean, and I know there was a social media post, I believe, from his family saying it's sad, but laugh loud and laugh hard and laugh long, because that's what Gilbert would have wanted. But I know you had many fun encounters with him over the years, didn't you?
He's been on our morning show so many times. Anytime that he was doing stand-up, he would come by, and off camera, quiet, shy, a little awkward to be around, but once he got on the air, a dynamo, fearless. He put the fear into us as to, you know, what he was going to say and what he was going to do. You never knew. We learned early on never to say to him, Gilbert, don't say this or don't say that, don't say these words or that words, because he would he would do that. There's a clip in which he was talking about actor Channing Tatum naming his private parts after Gilbert Gottfried, and we said, well, he didn't say private parts, Gilbert said something else. We said, well, you know, you can't use that word on the air,
the p word.
So he wound up using that word after we told him not to 27 different times.
Of course he did.
During the during the remainder of the interview. But he was just great. I mean, he went along with any crazy thing that we asked him to do. And most of all, he was just a joke factory. He was just loaded with fantastic jokes. This is just one example of... just one of his the jokes that he told on WGN.
An old Jewish woman takes her grandson to the beach, her three-year-old grandson. The old Jewish woman falls asleep in the sand. The grandson wanders off into the ocean. This is him wandering off. And a wave grabs him and pulls him out. The kid screaming and crying and sinking under the water. One guy leaps into the water and starts swimming after him. And the waves are knocking him against the rocks, pounding him there. He's all bloody, but he keeps swimming against the current. And then he grabs the kid and he holds him up over the water. And he's swimming with the other hand. And then a shark starts coming at him. And the shark is trying to bite the kid, and he saves it, and then he puts the kid on the sand, and the kid's not breathing, so he's pumping his arms and his chest and giving a mouth-to-mouth. Then the kid spits up water, and he's okay, and everyone's cheering, and the old Jewish grandmother goes, "He had a hat."
What happened to it?
Fantastic. Just fantastic. We've got tons of clips of Gilbert on our show, but the YouTube is loaded with appearances. Most of them are pretty X-rated. They're pretty naughty. Mm-hmm. So be aware of that. But I'll tell you what, if you do want to learn more about Gilbert, kind of go inside who the man was, a documentary called Gilbert, The Gilbert Gottfried Story, came out in 2017, and it's mostly his fellow comedians who are talking about him and the appeal of Gilbert Gottfried, and that's definitely worth seeing. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on YouTube. You can pretty much see it everywhere. People like Conan O'Brien this morning remembering Gilbert Gottfried saying, "So sorry to lose this sweet and delightfully funny man." John Stewart said, "Opening for Gilbert Gottfried at Caroline's in Princeton Catch was one of the great thrills of my early stand-up life. He could leave you gasping for breath, just indescribably, unusually hilarious." And Kathy Griffin reposted a picture that Gilbert himself posted on Twitter last January. It's a photograph of Gilbert, Bob Saget, and Louis Anderson, all of which we have lost this year. And Griffith wrote, Gilbert would be the first one to make a joke about this picture today, the first, and he would not hold back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more than poignant. Those three, plus I was thinking about Norm MacDonald, and the comedy world has taken a beating so far this year.
Very sad. I'll have to check that out. That documentary sounds great. Gilbert, and where can you find that?
It's on Amazon. It's on YouTube. It's on Vudu.
Oh, okay, great.
It's not hard to find. If you just do a search for Gilbert Gottfried documentary on Google, it's very easy to find.
What's the new Will Ferrell movie project, Dean?
Well, I'm sorry to say that it looks like it's going to be pretty stupid. It's I don't want to prejudge a movie before it actually comes out, but he's just signed on to be in the Barbie movie, as in Mattel's Barbie, the doll. They've been trying to do a movie like this for quite a long time, best-selling fashion doll line, and he has signed on to it, and so has the other actresses Margot Robbie. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. They've both signed on to it, so that's all I know about it. It's supposed to be out next year. And I'm already dreading having to waste 2 hours of my life going to see it.
We have a big premiere to talk about, some theater news.
Yeah, this was a pretty big deal in the theater district last night out on Monroe Street at the CIBC Theater, a kickoff of the North American premiere of the musical called Six. Give this a listen.
I've lost track now. What's the CIBC Theater? What was that?
That was the Schubert Theater. It was the Bank of America Theater.
Okay, all right.
They changed that theater more than they changed shows over in that theater. But that's the current name of the theater. It's over at 22 West Monroe. What you're listening to is the curtain call for last night's opening night for Six, the musical. It is the story of the six wives of Henry VIII, only remixed to today's 21st century girl power. So kids seem to be especially interested in the show, but it's big and colorful and lots of great music and great dancing. And it will be here until July the 3rd. You can get more info at BroadwayInChicago.com.
Anything good to watch at home coming up this week and this weekend?
Yeah, we've got, with the Easter and Passover weekends, we've got some new stuff that is streaming, including the new Netflix series called Anatomy of a Scandal, about a cheating British politician put on trial after a woman accuses him of rape. Sienna Miller stars Michelle Dockery, Rupert Friend. That'll begin streaming on Friday. This new Amazon Western series sounds really interesting to me. It's called Outer Range. Josh Brolin stars as the leader of a ranching family in Wyoming who uncovers a mysterious portal to some kind of extraterrestrial goings-on. So that is streaming right now on Amazon Prime. Chicago's own Craig Robinson has got a new series that is called Killing It, in which he hunts rogue snakes in Florida. And that is on Peacock starting tomorrow. We've got some new reality shows. Oh, how did I not lead with this? The Kardashians are back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know they went away, but they've moved from one network to another. Now they are on Hulu with their new reality show. There's a new movie that's streaming this weekend on Netflix, a horror movie called Choose or Die, about a vintage video game with deadly consequences. For the kids, there is a new series that's called Scrat Tales, based on the character Scrat that we first met in the Ice Age movies. And I'll leave you with this new documentary series that's narrated by former President Barack Obama that takes a look at the world's greatest natural spaces, our great national parks. I've seen a couple of episodes of this so far. The photography is absolutely beautiful. And, you know, we learn a little something about this great natural resource that we've got in the U.S. that a lot of us don't make the time to go and enjoy. So that's on Netflix right now.
Unfortunately, more people will be watching the Kardashians, but what are you going to do?
Very true.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.